Labor Day. Man, just hearing it makes me feel weird.
Look, Labor Day, when we went into this episode, we're like, okay, it's Labor Day. We have to talk about it. It's good, but it's bad, but it's good. Labor, like, we're celebrating labor.
Yeah,
not
what?
Really us. So what happened was, is something about, like, in the 1900s, there was a labor movement. It was a labor movement, and they started throwing parades, and, like, labor movement.
I don't think the first thing they did was throw parades.
No, they were throwing parades. They were throwing parades for the labor movement.
It was
movement.
A movement. It was the labor movement.
The worst combination of two words to
labor
be in.
Labor and movement.
It's labor and movement.
It's a double negative. Up, everybody.
Yo, 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 what's up, people? How are we doing?
I'm doing great. You know who else is doing great? The New York Islanders. Eastern Conference Finals. You know, people are talking about, is New York City dead? Yeah, it's fucking dead because everybody, all the action is on Long Island right now, where we are right now.
No, it's not true.
The only thing keeping New York alive is the Islanders putting the entire state on their back and be like, hey, you want something good to look forward to? Fuck, the Yankees suck. The Mets suck.
Whoa.
The Giants
Mets
are going to
suck. Just won 14-1.
Dude, it doesn't matter. We can get to that later.
Who are you? You're not a Mets fan anymore?
I am a Mets fan, but this is an illusion.
Alex isn't
right
a
now.
Mets fan.
They put up 14 runs tonight. They will get shut out tomorrow.
Not only is Alex not a Mets fan, he's also, he also makes up 10% of the entire Islanders fan base.
That's why it is so important that I talk about this right now.
So Long Island
and 100%
popping while New York City is dead.
Long
is
Island
total
is on,
bullshit.
Do you not feel the
total
good vibes
bullshit
going on Long Island right now? Do
it's
you not feel how hot
just,
Long Island
it's
is?
It's just a radius of you and 10 feet of energy because you're the only one who cares about the Islanders.
Oh,
nobody
okay.
really gives a shit.
But there have been parties going around on my block. Not we had a little bit of a party here. Yesterday, you were here. We were brainstorming.
Okay.
And there was a party going on next door. And I'm like, you feel this is game seven energy
dude,
right now.
Nobody
cares. It was
cared.
Funny. They were playing WAP, and there actually were some hoes at that whores at the house. It was pretty
dude,
cool.
Dude, people were partying over their Celtics versus
Celtics?
Raptors
yeah.
bets.
No.
Nobody cared about the Islanders.
Long
they didn't
Island
even
is
know
alive.
That it was happening, probably.
Let's go, Islanders.
That just doesn't roll off the tongue.
Let's
well.
Go, Islanders.
Does it just doesn't sound good.
It sounds fucking amazing.
No, it doesn't.
It sounds fucking amazing. First time since I was 2 years old that
they're
going.
Why do you
care? Why do I care?
Yeah, why do you care?
Why do I care?
Yeah, that the Islanders are
I
winning.
Have been a fan of this organization since I was a child, and
okay.
they have sucked my entire life.
All right.
They have been awful my
that
entire
makes sense.
Life. The last time they went to the Eastern Conference Finals, I was 2 years old.
Yeah, but they're not going to the Eastern Conference Finals of the Stanley Cup playoffs. They're going to the Eastern Conference Finals of the Astro Cup playoffs.
Right.
Cup.
You're literally
no
the
fans.
Only person who thinks everybody on Twitter, all the players are like, this is arguably maybe even harder to win than a regular
no,
cup.
Clearly
the Islanders
happening.
Will have had to win more games than you would in a regular Stanley Cup to
Look,
win the cup.
There's an obvious reason.
Whoever wins it.
There's an obvious reason, and you've seen this, because like all of the best teams have pretty much been kicked out of the playoffs.
Because they
so far.
What do you mean no. all the best teams?
The Bruins, the Flyers,
yeah, they lost
the
to
Avalanche.
Tampa Bay.
Like they have all been kicked out of the playoffs. The best teams coming
bitterness.
In. It's not bitterness. You know what it is? It's there's clearly a bigger things to worry about right now. And there's more important things happening than hockey.
You're right.
And apparently the
yeah.
Avalanche, the Bruins, and the Flyers. Fuck the Flyers. Avalanche and the Bruins, you know, they have their minds on more towards
they lost
figuring
out, of protest.
Out social injustice.
They
know?
Lost out of protest, is
yeah.
what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a load of bullshit.
It's not a load of bullshit.
That's a load of bullshit.
Not
you're
a load
just
bullshit.
Bitter because your Rangers like scored, what, like two goals in their round of the playoffs? Yeah, thank God you got that pick because you guys, first, whatever, we'll see what your roster looks like. You guys got to make some decisions.
Yeah.
But all that matters right now is the Islanders are the best team. I've been saying this for a long time. Everyone's like, who is going to win a championship first? Everyone's like, the Yankees. The Yankees are going to be the next New York team to win a championship. It's going to be the Islanders. And no one is going to see it coming except for me. and the diehard Islanders fans who have seen this coming.
Diehard, there's seven diehard.
You
are a diehard Islander fan. I'll give you that.
Yeah,
I know.
Did I not tell you Grice should start Game 7? We talked about this, and he pitched a shutout.
I texted you, Grice. Started.
Yeah, I was like, I know. I spoke to Barry Trotz before the game. I said, dude, we both know Grice has got
to
start.
Talk to B Trotz.
Me and B Trotz. Barry's going to be on the program. I already said he's like, dude, we love all days off. Doesn't really fit with Islander hockey, the idea of all days off, but the boys love it. The boys love it.
Yeah.
God, they're just admit they're good, and they're kind of, dude, if Barzal was a Ranger,
great,
you would literally be masturbating.
They're the best team in the NHL playoffs right now, and they're going to win the Stanley Cup. They're going to win the Stanley Cup this year.
I'm not
this
even
is
sure
the year they're
that.
Winning the Stanley Cup. They're going to win the Cup this year. Mark my words.
And you're going to try and
my
do
name is Corey Oskowitz. Corey Oskowitz. It is, I can't read a watch.
It is
September
5:40. It's the day before Labor Day. We're going to get to that later. I was going to check the date on my phone, but I don't have it.
Whatever. Corey Oskowitz.
No, it's the 6th.
Is the September 6th right now, and it is 5:41.
5:41 p.m.
5:41 p.m. Corey Oskowitz calls that the New York Islanders will win the Stanley Cup playoffs in 2021. Mark it down.
You're just trying to say this to get out ahead of it. You're saying this because you don't know shit, and you know that you're trying to put like a hex on them by saying that they're going to win. It's 100% what you're doing.
Look, I have never won a bet in my entire
exactly,
life.
Exactly. That's
and
why
I'm about
you're doing
to
this.
Take the bet right now.
That's why I'm not shaking your hand. That's why I'm not shaking your hand.
Well, I'm not going to bet with you because you're gonna take the bet. I'm just going to find someone who will take my bet that the Islanders will win the Stanley Cup. And I'm pretty much just Venmoing $20 so that the Islanders lose because there's no way I'm going to win that bet.
I mean, if I were to bet me on them, they would somehow manage to not even play the next series.
if you bet on them?
If I had put money, like, so Kevin Hurley, a friend, comic, hit me up to, like, make a bet on the game. He's a fake Flyers fan.
Okay.
I was like, dude, I don't bet money on my teams. Because the second I put money on my team, yeah, like, Barzal, big, you know what? There's too much going on in the world right now. Just pissed up and takes the knee. And then Pulak's like, yeah, dude, me too. And then Trotz is like, you know what? Fuck it, me too. And then they just like strike on the Eastern Conference Finals. That's what happened if I put money
Not only are they BLMing, but they're me tooing.
Yeah. It's like, dude, men, we need to promote female hockey. We're taking too much attention off of women's hockey.
You know what we should do? You ever see those Twitter accounts of like those betting accounts? Like, look, take my picks. Like, I get it right 70% of the time. Blah blah blah.
If you have $5,000 to make on a bet, you can make as much money as I do.
We should make a Twitter account of us just posting only losing bets. Like somehow we'll start betting. We'll go like 0-5 every single week. We'll post our bets. These people are currently 0-200. Everyone's gonna follow us because they're gonna know not to take whatever we're taking.
Yeah.
So, like, we're going to become a huge Twitter account of the account that just always fucking loses.
Great. It's like we're trying to build a following. We already have a following with this podcast, but you know what? Screw the podcast. Let's start a betting Twitter account.
We're comedians. As comedians, you need to, like, create separate and multiple forms.
You have to have multiple
income.
Avenues.
Yeah, avenues. Like, we have our podcast. We have our stand-up. We have our betting account now, which is going to be great.
Yeah.
It's not. It's gonna be the. It's gonna be horrible.
It's gonna be terrible.
It's gonna be
people
horrible.
Figure out what it's for. They should bet the opposite of what we're betting. Then it'll be great.
We're gonna have in our Twitter bio. We're gonna be called the Unlocks or something like
the
that.
Unlocks.
Yeah. The bagels hold the locks.
The unwinnables.
Yeah. The unwinnables.
Bagels hold the locks.
Don't put the locks on.
All
there.
Bagels, no
and
locks.
In our Twitter bio, it's gonna be like. Currently 0-343 every week before the weekend starts. We're going to post all of our football picks. And they're not going to be crazy picks. We're just going to take whatever it is. We're just take Vikings -15. They'll win by 14.
Yeah.
You know? Like, we'll just lose every single bet.
It's funny because, like, I see these guys on Instagram that promote themselves. There's this guy, Parlay Trav, who
Parlay
just
Trav.
Like, yo, it's me, Parlay Trav. In Vegas, just won another $5,000, $300. He just like rattles off all the bets he made, and like we'll be doing that. But we're like in our parents' house. Yo, it's Corey and Alex. No wins, no locks. We're back in my parents' basement. We have credit card debt.
We are in week 10 right now with still not a single win this entire football season. Follow the journey as we go 0-400 by the end of the year or somewhere.
Yeah.
We'll set a goal for going 0-4 for whatever.
Because
like going 0-4 is like probably if it's not more impressive then it is just impressive.
Well,
as
if
going,
you're
like,
in a survivor
undefeated.
Pool, if you're in a survivor pool and you come in last, you get your money back.
Really?
Because predicting the loser is the same as predicting the winner.
Yeah.
Really? Like if so, I mean, it totally makes sense.
Yeah. The survivor pools don't count in spread, though.
Whatever. We're getting a little technical.
Okay. I mean, like, we should get technical because, like,
this is our future.
Real. Yeah, it's real.
I mean, sports gambling has a big future. Why is that not legal in New York? Like, I just told you how the New York Islanders are putting New York on their back right now. New York is going to go through, like, a crisis financially.
Oh, and
they're
the
going to need money.
The New York Islanders are going to supply.
I mean, we're supplying the goodwill. We're supplying the good feelings.
It won't
right
be.
Now to
it
New
won't
York.
Be the.
What
the,
else? Where else
it won't
are you
be
getting
the,
good
be
feelings
the mo-
about New York?
It won't
right
be
now.
The most valuable hockey team in the league that's going to supply the money to New York. It's going to be. The
I'm
New
not.
York
t- no, 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 no. I'm not saying the Islanders. They're putting them on their back emotionally right now. New York needs this. We were the epicenter. Remember when the
if
Astros?
If only people tuned
when the Astros,
in. You know? If only people actually watched and cared about the Islanders.
Shut the fuck up. Remember when the Astros won the World Series after the really bad hurricane in Houston, right?
Yeah.
Remember when the Red Sox won the World Series after the Boston Marathon shooting, right?
Okay, yeah.
They rode that tragedy, okay? And New York was the epicenter of this pandemic.
Yeah.
And we're like, you're doing your social distancing in New York. You did it all so that the Islanders could win the cup.
There's also a direct correlation between people who refuse to wear masks and people who root for the Islanders.
I don't know if that's
and you
true.
Know for a fact.
I don't know
that's
if that's
true.
Actually true. Listen,
you know
Long Island
true.
Has some terrible people, not going to lie, and a lot of them are Islanders fans. But that's what I love about being an Islander fan is that I can be a piece of trash.
Yeah, that's good.
I used to go to
you
Islander
have to
playoff
set
games.
A low base, so you're obviously going to exceed that.
Yeah.
You know?
Because I can go in and be a piece of trash and leave the Coliseum knowing that I'm not actually a piece of trash.
Yeah, you're not you know? A piece of trash. And even if you acted like a piece of trash within those 3 hours, like you're acting probably less trashy than most of those people there.
Yeah.
So you're walking in eloquent as fuck.
Right.
Knowing you're better than all these scum pieces of trash. And
they're
you're
not
gonna leave. What?
They're good. They're blue collar, hardworking. You know what? Here's what I really love about the Islanders.
Okay.
Here's the bottom line. Because all the other teams we root for, the Rangers, they play in a huge city.
Yeah.
Right. The Islanders are literally in the backyard of neighborhoods. Like
yeah.
That's really what, and that you only get that in like Green Bay for football, mm-hmm. and you get that in like professional soccer. These teams are literally in the backyards of their
close
towns.
To you.
Only that only exists.
And that's why you're an Islander fan because your dad was like, "I'm not fucking
yeah.
driving."
You want to take a train to the city to see the Rangers? Oh, you want to see Mike Richter because he's really good? Eat a dick. I'm driving you 20 minutes to get $3 tickets to go see the Islanders. Oh, you want popcorn? Great. It's $1.50. You want to go to the bathroom? Piss your pants. It's disgusting. We're not going into the bathroom of the Coliseum. And I would go there and be like, "I love this team. It's trash, and I love it."
That's good. That's good. Yeah, you could, you know. Have a team to root for.
Yeah, and it's funny that you grew up a Ranger fan. Like, you guys, like, didn't even do that much more winning. It's just, like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we had 13 to 14 years of, you know, just, I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah, like, literally
like,
nothing.
I just don't
literally nothing. Talk. You know the Islanders are the toast of the town right now. We're the best New York team in professional sports. I was saying this to you before. If there's a team that's going to win a championship, it's going to be the Islanders in New York before anybody else. People are like, what about the Yankees? I'm like, dude. When Giancarlo can play 50 games, maybe.
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 When Judge can play a full season, maybe.
Well, what about Peter?
Alonso?
Yeah, the Mets. The New York friggin' Metropolitans.
You're just trying to distract attention from the Islanders. Put your hex on the Mets. You can't even hex the Mets. They're
you
already
can't hex
hexed.
The Mets.
They're already hexed.
If anything, we'd counter the hex.
Dude, my boys...
If we bet on the Mets, like maybe they'd be like, I don't know.
We were talking about gambling. I'm not a gambler. Do you gamble?
Not really.
I mean, like sports gambling.
No, I mean, like, do I? Like, no.
It's hard to gamble when you don't have any money.
I don't have in my own account.
Yeah.
No.
Like with a bookie.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
When I go to like Vegas or somewhere you can gamble, I love like playing craps. Like craps is a lot of fun. You can just like
yeah,
because you can extend your money. You can go in with a couple $100 and you can hopefully make that last for like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that, but I don't ever bet on sports.
Yeah, sports betting is tough because it's all the spreads and stuff. It's but, like what it is. Like,
yeah.
You don't know. Like, how are you going to confidently bet that, like, a team is going to, like, win by, like, 6 points? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You don't fuck it. You just, like, this team's better than this team. I'm going to bet on them to win. I feel that this team is going to, like, come out and, you know, I know they're an underdog, but they're going to come out and, you know, defeat this other team.
Total gut feeling. I literally have no idea.
Yeah.
It's like literally asking, like, do you think climate change, like, what the effects will be in 5 years? Total gut feeling, but I think we're going to be underwater. Total gut feeling, but I think it's bullshit.
Wow. Climate change, man.
I didn't mean to bring that into this.
No, it's just like, what happened? You know, people really forgot about that.
Yeah.
Climate change. I mean.
There's other things on people's minds right now, like the Islanders.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if climate change is real, the first place to go under is Long Island in New York City. I mean, after, like, the islanders, after the islands in, like, Southeast Asia that are, like, already underwater, and, like, Florence or whatever that city is that's
Long
underwater.
Island's too affluent to, they'll somehow.
There are some very non-affluent parts
Money fucking floats, dude.
Money fucking floats. I mean, like, the Gold Coast, yeah, but, like, there's also some shitty parts of Long Island.
Yeah, but they're not on the coast. Like, you're not going to be able to, like, get the inland towns on Long Island that are shitty just underwater while the surrounding areas
are not. Everyone get to the middle.
Like, we're dumping Hempstead. We're dumping Hempstead.
Yeah,
get out of Hempstead. Push.
Yeah. It's like
if we
Jones
put all
Beach
the fat people.
Jones Beach starts going underwater and everyone's like, all right, run to Hicksville. I'm like, ugh, Hicksville. No. I'd rather drown. Jesus, take me. They don't have any good bagel places in Hicksville.
Yeah.
Talking about Long Island, this is likely going to be, we may have one more episode out here on Long Island for sure, but I am moving.
Scenery.
I'm getting out of here a week from tomorrow. So Labor Day is tomorrow. The episode will be dropping tomorrow on Labor Day. Happy Labor Day. We'll get into our feelings on Labor Day in a little bit.
Confident.
But, dude, we always hit the deadline.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we do.
I mean, I've had a lot of fans, they're like, dude, it's 11:59 on a Sunday night, like, where the fuck is the
episode? People, because, like, we'll release it usually on, like, a Monday night, so, like, people kind of just, like, want it Monday for their work day. They're like, fuck, it's Monday. Like,
how am I supposed to bail
off
on work today if I can't listen to all days off first?
Yeah, so, like, we'll what we've been doing is, like, Monday night, like, late at night, we'll post it, so, like, if you're up, like, good for you. Like, that's awesome. But, like, if you're not, like, you have a great Tuesday morning to look forward to.
Happy Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
But so, we're still in the suburbs. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to go back to my apartment a week from today. It has to happen. My parents don't want me to go. They don't want me to leave. I told them, I sat the whole family down. I was like, listen, guys. I know I've held this family together over the last 5 months with
this
whole pandemic. I've been the glue. And I know you've wanted me here to, like, make things feel okay and normal. But, like, I need to go back to my own life. You need to let me fly
again. I'm a peacock. You got to let me fly.
Got to let me fly. Do peacocks fly?
No, it's from the other guys.
You're quoting movies. It's fantastic. In the middle of a bit, quoting movies. So, like, they got to let me go. And my mom was the first one to speak. She said, Alex, you know, we've enjoyed so much having you here, cooking for you. You know, you eat all the good food. Like, what are we going to do? And I was like, I need to do some comedy.
Yeah.
I need to go do some comedy. I need to have some time alone.
Who's going to take up the backyard?
Yeah, I guess that's pretty fun. I think they'll be happy to have the backyard back.
Are you
honestly sure?
I feel like they enjoyed, you know, all the time that we've spent here and blocked off from them, you know, from your family to use.
I would say that, like,
I feel like they were like, oh, we're about to use the backyard. Thank God we can. Because, like, Alex is doing his podcast with his dumb little friend Corey.
That's actually what they call you. That's crazy.
Dumb little friend.
My sister's like, oh, his dumb little friend Corey's over.
What? No. No.
But it is funny you say that because, like, both of my neighbors, you'll see, they have a pool. They have a pool. We have this. So we have a studio.
Oh, so you're going to go back to your apartment with the pool.
No, what I'm saying is, like, you're talking about my parents probably love having us here. Like, I'm sure my mom walks out like, oh, another party next door, another party over here. Good thing it's record day.
Yeah.
We're a podcast studio.
Yeah,
over
so
here.
Like, we're just putting out the numbers here. Your mom wants to entertain.
Yeah.
Or wants, like, maybe wants it known that she is entertaining.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe we should do a live podcast audience.
A live one?
Live audience.
We were discussing this. So the reason I bring it up is I am going to move out of here. We're probably going to be recording from my apartment in upstate New York.
What?
Great part of New York.
Upstate New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
190th Street.
190. Oh,
Inwood.
That is, like, upstate.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a pain in the ass for you.
Is that considered Westchester?
No. It's not nice enough to be considered Westchester. Is it? Technically, it's actually north of Westchester, but it's not.
Oh, it skips over.
It's not nice enough to be considered Westchester.
Okay.
You know what's crazy is that, so I live in a place where New York basically becomes like a thumb, where there's, like, there's no west or east. It's just like you're fucking high up.
Yeah,
it's just like past Yankee Stadium.
Oh, really?
Like, if you're driving on the FDR, I live past Yankee Stadium.
That's far.
I thought Manhattan fell off a cliff there. You
so,
know?
Like, so when I come into you, do I even, like, take the train?
No, there's actually a flight that leaves from Farmingdale Airport.
I have to get a fucking airplane.
You got to catch a plane.
That'll be on the all days off card.
Yeah, we'll put it on the tab.
Yeah.
Loyalty above all agency.
I was just going to shout out.
Shout out.
That's
Young
so
Z.
Funny. I was just like, he's just pissed if I just drop out Young Z right now.
No, dude, that's our representation.
Yeah.
Yo, follow loyalty above all agency.
Loyalty above all. Also
ZHS.
Also my dog, Matt Least.
Yeah.
He won't be listening probably. But
follow him all.
Yeah. Loyalty above all.
But yeah, so I'm going to be getting out of here. My parents don't want me to leave, but it's time. I'm moving back to New York City. I will have to obviously come back when the Islanders have their parade on Long Island for the Stanley Cup. So I'll be there for that. But we were discussing, like, how do we go out on a bang here? We're thinking about maybe just throwing a party here.
Yeah, throw a fucking banger.
Yeah.
What do you
for mean? Our last episode?
Yeah. I mean, as long, just please, I'm begging you.
This
will make a break. Girls, okay. Girls, I'm not going to be greedy here, all right? I don't expect girls, okay?
Let's not, good, like, okay. Think let's lower the bar.
I don't know who you think I am.
I
was going to say pigs in a blanket. That's what I was alluding to.
I can guarantee that.
Pigs in a blanket.
The ratio of pigs in the blanket to chicks.
To girls. Two of the top things in the world, by the way.
Yeah. There will be twice as many...
twice as many chicks and pigs in the blanket?
There will be twice as many pigs in the blanket as there are dudes.
Okay. Oh, as there are dudes?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's a good ratio.
Yeah.
How many dudes? Is it just be me, you, dad?
Me, you. We'll have a guest or two on.
Oh, we're throwing down.
We're throwing down.
Okay.
But we're going to also...
This is a live podcast recording.
This is going to be a live... Not live podcast, but we're gonna be basically playing beer pong during the episode, and then there's gonna be a party going on.
Okay,
everyone's
it's gonna be that. It's gonna be like beer pong. We're gonna be playing beer pong, but like we were like kind of saying in one of our previous episodes,
yeah,
like we're gonna be playing beer pong, and then like people are gonna show up and like pay zero attention to us playing beer pong. They're just gonna be like having fun over there in like the corner, making out with each other while we're just like shooting the shit, playing beer pong, and the game never ends because we can never hit the last cup.
I'm gonna throw the banger of 2020. And it's going to be all the way over there.
We're not going to be part of it.
We're not
going to
be part of it at all.
We're not going to be part of it.
Because we're going to be playing beer pong for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And then by the time we're done, all the girls will already have been taken somewhere else.
There's just going to be a banger behind us, not paying attention to us. And like at first, it's just going to be girls. No guys.
Yeah, there's actually... We're going to be like, where are the dudes? We need someone to play beer pong with.
Can we get next? No. Like, yeah, you can, but like it's gonna be a while.
Do you have a dude you can play with?
Yeah. Do you have another guy?
Two dudes per game per minimum.
It's great. Girls are literally fucking the corner of their couches right now instead of me.
It's actually crazy. So yeah, it is strange because this could very well be not our last. I'm thinking we got one more recording in here on Long Island, but it's time for. I feel like I'm being forced out of we called it the fuck house. What is it called? We knighted it. No, not knighted it.
What do you mean?
We had an official naming of 35 Lewis Drive, which is where we're at right now.
Yeah.
Of the fuck
house.
Yeah.
Look, the fuck house will always be fucking.
It's
do
about...
not doubt that, because it will always be fucking.
Yeah.
It's fucking so much right now.
Yeah.
That it's opening up like smaller locations throughout New York. That's pretty much what's happening. This is going to be the fuck HQ, but like we're going to have some auxiliary fuck houses.
We're going to have upstate fuck.
We're going to have upstate fuck.
Yeah.
Or Yonkers fuck. Or
Yonkers fuck. I actually am pretty close to Yonkers.
Are you
like super close to Yonkers?
Like, are you more north?
No, I'm more south.
Oh,
but
you're
like,
south
it's
of
like I'm closer to Yonkers than I am to anybody I know.
Yonkers sounds fucking cool.
It's not, though.
I know, but it sounds cool.
Yonkers
Yankees. They should just change it to the Yonkers Yankees.
I actually think my grandparents on my mom's side grew up in Yonkers. It sounds like the most boring place ever. Where are you from? Yonkers.
Yeah,
that sucks.
Yonkers.
Like, that's like my industry.
It sounds badass as fuck, though.
Yeah. Really, where'd you grow up? Yonkers.
Yonkers.
God, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, we'll have a fuck house upstate. We'll have a fuck house 305 because we're going to be in an unnamed city, probably.
Yeah.
Pretty
much like your whole family's sick of this shit.
Yeah.
Sick
like,
of our shit. Sick of you taking up the backyard all
we're
the
on,
time.
We're on our like third or fourth bottle of tequila.
Yeah.
That belonged to originally to my mom.
Yeah. They want no part of the ruckus that we've been bringing.
Yeah.
Pretty much all the time.
They're like, now my parents are like, now that you guys are TikTok stars, can you go get your own house?
Yeah, they're so sick of our shit.
Yeah. And like, so today, we were gonna start recording at like 2:00. And yeah. then I walked downstairs, my sister's like, are you recording your podcast today?
Aw. Well, which, like, we were just like ruining her day.
I'm just like, it's called All Days Off. It's not my podcast. It's mine and Corey's podcast. It's also our podcast. You live here.
Are you doing your dumb fucking podcast today?
Are you doing this dumb thing where you have like a dream and you're trying to do stuff? Is that happening again today?
Yeah.
Are you being dumb?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, we're planning to be dumb around like 2:30. She's like, well, it's a beautiful day.
It's so funny because, like, yeah, that's what I was getting. Like, my mom wanted me to go out east today.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm, like, recording a podcast. Like, can you do it, like, at 11 right now? I'm just like, not really. No, like, I can't.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, it is a nice day. And I was, like, so bored. I was like, Alex, like, I'm down to come over whenever.
Also, that was at 11 a.m. I didn't wake up until, like, noon today.
Yeah. And then I was like, I'm so bored, I can come whenever. And Alex is like, yeah, could you, like, push it back? It's like
2:30.
I'm, like, so fine with that, no problem.
And, like, yeah, like, and I got it. My sister's like, it's a nice day, I want to lay it back. Like, totally. We'll do it at 3:30.
I just, like, didn't really know what to do.
Right.
You know?
So I told you, I was like, we're going to push back to 3:30. And you were like, are you really going to make me work out right now? Because, like, that's, like, 2 hours later than we were planning. And you're like, well, you had nothing to do, so you thought you were going to work out.
Yeah, you texted me, you're like, yeah, you should work out. And I was like, okay.
I was like, you work out, it'll put us into a good headspace. Because I plan to work out now in between. So I get here. I went on a run. I get here. And I was like, dude, did you work out?
Yeah. I didn't work out today. But I did listen to the Soul Cycle radio on Sirius XM on my drive here. So, like, that pretty much, you know.
I mean, it got you probably into the same headspace. It didn't get you the dopamine rush of exercising, but it got you
No, I think you know what it is? It's all... And if you want to get in shape, you know, you've seen this everywhere. You got to trick your body. We spoke about this. You got to trick your body. So what happened was is I just blasted SoulCycle Radio on my way to Alex's here, and my body was like, okay.
We're working out.
We're working out. And then, like, it just did the work for me. It's about tricking your body.
You drove here, then you got, but like you were blasting that music, and then you got a notification on your phone like, dude, you just ran 7 miles.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Because I was listening to SoulCycle, my Nike Run Club app thought
Yasko wins this race.
It's like, Yasko's running 45 miles per hour right now. Like, how is he doing this?
50,000 Peloton points, or whatever the fuck it works.
I mean, we hear SoulCycle radio in the background. That's Ariana Grande.
Whoa, Corey, what are you doing?
And Corey is the best. And Corey is the best.
And you're just, I have my mom and dad's car.
Yeah.
Go and record a pod.
Dude, these TikTok houses, we're still waiting for, you know, us to get sponsored by a specific company. But, like, all these, you ever see, like, these, like, shredded-ass dudes in, like, these TikTok houses, they're getting sponsored with those, like, ab machines. Where, it's just, like, that's, like... I need one of those. They just stand there and it does it for you. It shocks your abs.
That definitely only works when you already
have
abs.
What's the deal with that? Because I thought that was bullshit, but, like, now these, like, rich, super dope people are doing it. Like, should we just get one and chill? Should we throw one on, like, for an episode? So, like, as we're, like, being fucking assholes, like, drinking and shit, like, just eating.
To see if we can get abs
while
doing it.
Just to get abs while just talking.
I'm down.
How much do those things cost?
I don't know. Alexa. I forgot to say, we have a producer.
We went over this already.
Did we? Alexa, say hello.
If you guys don't know, our podcast producer is Alexa.
Alexa, add, what are they called? Ab pulsers?
I don't know what they're called. We're going to have to do some research.
Alexa, do some research.
Yeah, Alexa.
Add research to your shopping list. add producing this episode to your shopping list.
No, because the thing is, like, those things came out a decent amount ago.
Yeah.
And, like, but while they were coming out, it was kind of just like, it's a scam. Everyone, it was like scam era where everything was a scam.
Right.
So everyone's just like, oh, no, it's bullshit. But, like, now, like, these rich, like, super famous people are doing it. So you're just like, okay, maybe they upped their technology, which they should have.
Right.
Which they should have.
A long time ago.
If this was invented years ago and, like, people are saying it's either A, bad for you, or B, bullshit. They must have figured out what was either bad for you or bullshit and fixed those problems.
So you think it's real now?
I think it could be real.
You think it works?
I think we should be at a point in time where a machine like that gives me a fucking six-pack.
Just by standing around.
Yeah, just by
and
having
I feel like, if anything, if we're hanging out, we're playing beer pong, like, that takes some core strength, you know?
Yeah. Or, like, yeah, that true, that too.
Right.
But, like, there should be something that just, like, you put into your body that exclusively burns fat.
Right.
And doesn't kill you.
Yeah.
Doesn't, you know, burn your kidneys or some shit like that.
Totally.
Just either, well, you know what? Okay, we'll start off at an injection because mm-hmm. I know we don't all love needles, but like we're gonna have to start from somewhere. So like I'm gonna be, you know, pretty I wouldn't say conservative, but just like pretty, you know, modest about the idea. We might have to take some injections, but like something that you can inject into your body that just like takes fat and just like, you know, gets rid of it, like kind of like maybe like a seltzer-esque type thing where like the bubbles start bubbling and like it just it fights off the fat.
What does that do with seltzer?
It's gone because the seltzer, it bubbles. The bubbles get rid of it. You know what I mean? When you put hydrogen peroxide on a cut, you see the bubbles.
What does that have to do bubbles with fat,
mean,
though?
The bubbles mean something it's is working. Yeah. The bubbles means it's working.
I get what you're saying, though. So you inject something into your veins, it makes a bubble so you know it's working. And it's like, this is fat, but now it's muscle.
Not even muscle, just like it's just fat gone. That turns into water and you pee it out. Or you shit it out. Or you sweat it out.
Doesn't matter how you get it out. As long as it bubbles and you know it's leaving.
Yeah. As long as it's leaving.
I mean, I don't know. We've put a lot of challenges to the scientific community lately, and they should add this to their list, I guess.
Look, it's not that we're adding challenges. It's not like, oh, Corey and Alex are adding more homework for the scientists. It's just like, these are problems that a lot of people have.
There still has not been a vaccine put on my desk.
And none of them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. See?
Still no vaccine.
How many days late?
A lot.
A lot.
A lot of days.
A lot times five.
Yeah, I mean, I've already taken 20 points off per day, so you're getting like a negative 40 on this exam.
Look, if you want to pass... Look, here's the thing. Like, we're just going to go back into this. I was thinking this before. Like, be a doctor. That's okay.
You know what
but
I was thinking?
Make sure that it's not the only thing you bring to the table. Like someone could be like, oh, try my new brownie. Hey, did you know that I'm a doctor? You know? Let the whole fucking world. Yeah. I don't know. Just let.
I'm a doctor. I made a brownie.
No, it's not even that. Just like, it could be nothing doctor related, but somehow the doctors will make sure that you know that they're a doctor. But it is. And that's okay. Just do more then.
Yeah, are you talking about because they have a license plate that says like MD on it? Like, okay, I'm driving behind a doctor. Yeah. Fantastic. Where's my vaccine?
It's 100% what I'm
talking about. Is my vaccine in your car?
Why are there MD plates? Why does that exist? Just so people could be like, look at my nice car, MD plates. That's what it is.
Oh, I didn't make an appointment with your car.
This is literally the MD plates is what originated this entire thought. Some guy pulled up in front of me, Corvette MD plates. I was like, fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
You're a doctor and you got a Corvette. Definitely a dentist.
Yeah, like every conversation you have has to do with you being a doctor.
Yeah. I feel like every conversation I have has to do with me not being a doctor.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm at, too. I'm not a doctor. And look, I'm calling on all ethnicities, especially Jews, Asians and Indians.
Stop being doctors.
No. We should all form an alliance of non-doctor Jews, Indians.
Yeah.
And we should just be like, hey, everybody, stop fucking sucking these guys off.
Yeah.
That's what we got to do.
Yeah.
Because we're all in the same boat right now. We're really all in the same boat. Everyone, the doctors, they get sucked off. I'm sick of it.
They do get a lot of hype.
They get a lot of hype.
It's all about. I think they should get the pay.
Due to the amount of money that they spend for schooling and shit like that. I do think that. But like, let's just stop sucking them off.
I think they should just not have to spend that much money.
Okay.
Yeah. And then just get paid like a regular wage,
a regular job. Interesting.
Not like a regular job. Obviously, it's a professional field. You have to be a professional at it to do it. You know, it's not like you could just jump in and be like, yeah, I'm a podcast producer. I'm a professional.
No.
Like, where's your podcast producer license, Alexa?
or like, you know, for like other jobs, especially like in business, it's so vague. Like you could be doing something business related but switch fields, like you could have similar experience and kind of like transition. You can't just transition.
I went to business school, but I'm a psychologist.
You can't just be a doctor. You can't like transition. Like if you're a psychologist and like transitioning to be like a physician.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like I mean, like I have an MD. Like you know what I mean, you can't just like easily transition with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I forgot my thoughts.
I think the point, though, is that I'm leaving Long Island soon.
This gets so personal.
Yeah.
It really is. It just gets personal.
It does.
You just hope when you're Jewish and you don't become a doctor, you just hope all doctors that, like, pursued what their parents told them to do just fuck up.
But, like, my parents, my mom's a nurse.
Okay.
I could have done that. No, I'm joking. But there's no doctors in my family. None of my friends are doctors either. They're all in finance. Yeah, is it even doctors? Like, I feel like that's one that gets overplayed for Jews now. Because Jews know that, like, you don't make that much money being a doctor anymore. It's way too much work. Why don't you just work in the stock market, not just take your series money or whatever the fuck it's called and get certified as a douchebag.
Series insert
and then work
number.
In finance and make six figures like the minute you graduate college.
Yeah.
Like that's the move now.
Yeah, it's 100% the move.
Jews aren't being doctors anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that Asian parents are like, why are you not working in finance? Not why are you not a doctor. Why are you not working in finance?
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe it's because they have more morals.
Morals, yeah.
Jews like, why are you not ripping off other Jews for money? This is what we do.
They definitely have more morals.
Yeah. Way more morals.
Who knows? I don't know.
So it is...
Yeah, it didn't work out today.
What didn't work out?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, you didn't work out. Yeah, I went for a run. We're still in a good headspace, though.
Yeah.
We're still feeling good.
Good headspace.
I think it's because we took shots.
We did take shots.
Took a couple shots. Corey's like, you have shot glasses? Like, yeah, obviously. Go into my parents' house, break out shot glasses, like Punta Cana, Niagara Falls. Which one do you want, dude? What are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm a Niagara Falls kid.
You went for the falls.
I went for the falls. You know, I've been there. I've been there quite a few times.
Quite a few times.
Quite a few
vacations
times
the falls. There.
No, I went to Buffalo. It's like 30 minutes away from Niagara Falls. We'd go there every semester.
Right.
Or like once a year at least.
Speaking of college, I mean, school's starting back up. It's fucking September already.
It is crazy. Everyone's freaking out. Blink of an eye, March, September.
Yeah.
And the worst part about it is like, it's not the worst part, but like what I've been noticing is like the second it turns September, it's automatically Halloween season.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that's probably pissing so many people off.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, what if I just start putting up decorations for Christmas right now?
Yeah, just
it
right
is
now.
95 degrees out. It's like still like 80 degrees out, literally. It's so hot. I'm going to start putting up fucking Christmas decorations. I don't even celebrate Christmas. I just want people to pass by my house and be like, wow, Christmas already? It's soon? Like, I hate life fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Once a doctor sees a Christmas decoration, they'll find a cure.
Yeah, like we need this fucking
It's
vaccine.
Been a while.
Yeah, because it's funny because everyone's so on edge right now. No one's happy because we're not meant to deal with not knowing what's going to happen in the future. Everything's unpredictable. So like something like seeing Christmas decorations in September could set someone off to like
freak out.
Go through the massacre.
Yeah,
that's my last straw. I'm going to get
someone could
people.
Be really having a shitty day.
Yeah,
they could just be like, "Fuck!" Like summer literally just like ended. It sucks.
They
like,
turn a corner and they see Santa Claus on your front lawn like this. I'm like, God damn it!
Like it's just like it's. The symbol, like, that it's a September.
You're staring at you like,
What did I just say? The fact that it's September is, like, giving, like, a realization to a lot of people that summer's over, and they're just like, what did I do this summer? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't do shit this summer. It's about to be so cold, and then they're already so pissed off. They're leaving work, and then they just see a Christmas decoration. That could be, like, the final fucking straw.
Honestly, it would probably really piss me off. If I saw it now.
Yeah.
You know what? It's something that you see. It would be because, like, early Christmas decorations, like, people put them up too early.
Yeah.
And people also leave them up too long.
Yeah, they put them up. They don't take them down, which is, like, when you're, like, passing by a house it's not your house and you're just like, dude, like, Christmas was 2 months ago. Like, can you take these decorations down already?
We get it. You hate Jews.
But, like, me and you haven't been... Me and you haven't been in that situation where we had Christmas decorations up.
Right.
So if we had Christmas decorations up, I would never take them down.
I was like,
never.
You went on your roof to put up lights?
Yeah, that's so much work.
And you have to go back up there to take them down. If I, again, I'm Jewish, there's no reason I would ever put Christmas lights up. But if for some reason I were to have kids and raise them to celebrate Christmas and I had to put up Christmas lights, I would put them up one time and then never take them down.
Just never.
Just never.
You finally, you buy a house and then you put your Christmas decorations up and there it is.
I would actually buy a house in December, one that like already has Christmas decorations on.
Oh, it comes just, with the house?
Yeah, already came with Christmas decorations. Like, good, perfect, forever. Can we put Halloween up now, too? We just celebrate all Halloween, and all my kids would think it's like the greatest thing ever. Christmas all year round. Yeah, your dad's a hero.
Do they sell like the decorations that come like two for one Christmas, Halloween, and like only certain like you could have like one switch for Halloween, one switch for Christmas?
That would be a cool thing if it's like Christmas or Halloween. It's like Santa Claus with a Jason mask on, and then the mask comes off in December, and it's just Santa Claus.
Or like a haunted house for Halloween that turns into like a jolly house.
Right. One light is like all the reindeer are skeletons, and the lights on is the regular reindeer again.
That's crazy.
Isn't it also funny that like those are the two? It's like Halloween and Christmas are the two holidays that we put up decorations for.
But I mean, they're way different. It's like very depressing part of the year.
Yeah,
and like there aren't any other days off besides like those 2 days off, and that's like I'm pretty sure.
I mean, the only day off before that is actually, I mean, when this episode's coming out today, Monday, fucking Labor Day.
Labor Day.
Labor Day, man, just hearing it makes me feel weird.
Look, Labor Day, when we went into this episode, we're like, okay, it's Labor Day, we have to talk about it. It's good, but it's bad, but it's good. Labor, like, we're celebrating labor.
Yeah,
not
what?
Really us. So what happened was, is something about... like in the 1900s, there was a labor movement. It was a labor movement, and they started throwing parades. And like labor movement,
I don't think the first thing they did was throw parades.
No, they were throwing parades. They were throwing parades for the labor. The labor.
It was a movement.
It
was the labor movement.
The worst combination of two words to
labor
be in.
And movement.
It's labor and movement.
It's a double negative.
It's like labor. Like labor sucks.
Yeah.
Movement also sucks. Labor movement. Two wrongs don't make a right, people.
Yeah. Hey, remember the whole labor thing we moved for?
Yeah.
Today's the day where we celebrate, so get off your ass.
And it's like, I don't know why this holiday came up.
We kind of, well, I understand the sentiment, right? But we've gotten ourselves into a bit of a woke pretzel. TM.
Yeah. It's an all days off pretzel.
Woke pretzel. We TM this previous episodes when you commit to something with your principles, but then it comes time to vote and you're like, oh, fuck it. Like, I already tweeted that I'm not going to vote because I don't stand for this shit. So we're in a bit of a pretzel because we're about the day off.
Yeah. It's like
we're about not working.
Yeah.
So how do we celebrate a day off that is pro, that it was is celebrating work?
Yeah, it's a weird, very weird stance for us to take.
I just got a little nauseous, like, trying to make that.
Because we're getting, you get the day off.
Cognitive dissonance right
You get now. The day off, and it's on a Monday every year.
Fantastic.
It's on
timing.
A Monday every year, and you get the day off. But what you're celebrating, what you're celebrating is the shit that you hate and you want to take a day off from.
You're celebrating your right to sit in an office 8 hours a day.
It's like a relapse.
It's crazy.
I could only think of very fucked up scenarios to say, like examples. It's like Jews celebrate, they get off every year for Holocaust.
Yeah. Hey, it was the Holocaust like 40
but
years
you
ago.
You get off every year and you get a day off.
Celebrate that it's not the Holocaust anymore.
That's like the worst part about being Jewish is like the days off that you get for holidays, like Yom Kippur.
It's always sad.
You have to like not eat for the entire day. You have to stop. Like,
the Jews need today off. They can't eat. Yeah. So we don't know. They're going to be a nightmare here anyway.
Because. You know, when I was working and I originally had, like, I took day off for Yom Kippur and I wasn't eating the entire day. And I was just like, dude, not being at work is fucking sick.
So much better.
I am so fucking hungry, dude. Like, I'm starving. I have a massive headache. I hate this.
But, like, imagine if Yom Kippur was about the ability for Jews to eat. And the way you celebrate is by not eating.
Not eating.
Like, that's like, Labor Day.
So it's tough for us, and like we're just like why would they do this?
Like, we don't know whether or not to be happy.
Look, clearly what I think what we were talking about before, I think what happened was, is, you know, we live in a capitalist society.
We do.
Capitalist economy.
Yeah.
And whatnot.
And whatnot. We don't need to go all the way
in
there.
Yeah, and whatnot.
Just check my Twitter bio to know how I feel about that.
So it's a very competitive market for people to make money.
Yeah.
So what it is it turns into this no days off mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets people working like slaves because it gets so competitive. Everybody's like working like dogs right now just to like, you know, make a living. So they're just like, clearly things are going to arise if we just have everything like this. So in order to compensate for it and to make people think that everything makes sense, we're going to give one day off on a Monday.
Right. Because, I mean, clearly, 100 years ago, whenever, when this holiday was thought of, they were like, okay,
yeah, the government.
These people are fighting for their right to work.
Yeah.
The only natural evolution of that is they're going to think, what if every day was a day off?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, fuck. We gotta throw a little twist in there.
They premeditated
and give them
the
a day to
off
celebrate
movement.
The fact that we gave them the right to work.
Yeah. That's what
that
they
is
make us feel
up.
Privileged to have this one day off on a Monday.
Yeah, you are welcome.
They're smart. They premeditated the all days off movement and they like gave this Monday off on and to celebrate work as if we're privileged.
Right.
We have the honor to
they
be
knew.
Working like this.
They knew one day
Are you
this
fucking kidding me, dude.
They knew one day the all days off movement would start. This was the labor movement. We started the all days off movement, which is so anti-labor, but they gave us a day off. Like, what do we do? I don't know how to feel.
It's weird. It's very weird. But like,
we're gonna celebrate and take a day off anyway.
I mean, we'll take advantage of
the
thanks,
day off. Government.
Yeah. But however, we know what you're up to. We know why
something's
you're
going
doing
on.
It. No, we know we just figured it out. We just figured it out. They want us to make it seem like this day is a privilege and we're so honored. But
it's like
No. We're not honored. We are honored.
Yeah.
Like, thank God. Like, all the day off. Like, thank God.
We are honored.
But like, you're gonna make us celebrate work? No.
It's like I've had really shitty, awful jobs at companies that made a lot of money.
Yeah.
And on the holidays, not Labor Day, but on like the Christmas holiday, they would throw a crazy party at Tao.
Yeah.
Like open bar at Tao for 7 hours. It would cost them like $10,000. And they think that would just be like in Men in Black when they do the thing. Like, erase your memory of how much you hate this fucking job.
100%.
And eat some dumplings and get blackout drunk with your coworkers and maybe you'll hook up with one of them. And then the next day you're like, I still hate this fucking job.
Yeah. Now everybody knows. It's so funny. I had one of those like hardcore sales jobs where like they would throw down like pretty frequently, and I left the company and I was talking to people during it, and they were talking about the Christmas party, and like these two people in like the class that I entered with, like they started like getting with each other. It was like so weird and shit.
At the beginning
and, like,
of the party,
they like had a full on fucking fight. Apparently, like they had a full on fight at like the Christmas party. And, like, they both got fired. That's how bad it
got.
Yeah, they just got, like, belligerent. Like, I think they were, like, throwing hands.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy.
That's what happens at these parties. And I have been guilty of getting blackout drunk at these parties.
I never.
I always made the mistake of just, like, because I
always know that, like, work sucks and, like, don't get happy right now because, like, people are going to find out who you are. And you don't want that to happen.
I've also always had... Because that's like, they throw these parties to make you feel happy at your work. And be like, oh, thank you so much. And then the next day, they make it fun. Like, oh, we know you're hungover because we made you black out and drugged all your drinks and made you forget about how shit your life is.
But we need those reports.
But we have a bunch of Advil and Gatorade for you guys and bagels.
Yeah.
You know, they try and distract you next morning with some hangover cure.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
The bagels, I'd get bagels like every, it was the first like Tuesday or second Tuesday of every month.
But
free
I also
bagels is so sick.
I was on the same like same sort of thing, thinking like when I used to go to the doctor as a kid and I was faking it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they put something in doctor's offices, like in the air, that makes kids happy.
Really?
So that like you were faking sick and maybe you were feeling a little sick, but the second you get there, you like pep up a little bit, you get a little chatty.
Oh, I could so see that.
And then
happening.
All of a sudden, the doctor's like, "We knew you were faking."
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't like
because they have toys.
No. I'm full.
I'm
fully on your train now.
Yeah.
At first, I wasn't like going. I wasn't catching where you were going with that. But now I'm like fully agreeing with you.
Yeah.
like it, you could, you know, actually be sick, and the second they check up on you, they're like, oh, no, it's nothing.
Yeah. Like, you're just not feeling good that day.
You just look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, because we were talking about this, I would fake sick with my nurse mom and get away with it.
Yeah.
There were actually some days where I felt like, I really feel like I'm getting sick. And I would go to the doctor's office, and the second I walk inside and I see, oh, the TV is, no. And there's lollipops there. And oh my God, there's games? I can play games?
Love lollipops.
Then the second the doctor comes in, and the doctor's like, how are you feeling? I'm like, I'm feeling great.
Yeah. Oh, I'd always try to act more sick the second I walked into it. Unless it was like, COVID. Unless it was a yearly, unless it was like one of those like yearly whatever, get it out the way and shit.
Don't even need to touch my
like,
balls.
Yeah, literally be like, get away from me.
Yeah, I'm totally
don't touch my dick.
Yeah. I can cough without you touching my balls. We don't need to do both of them.
Yeah, that's also weird, doctors.
Yeah.
You got to feel our balls. Like, don't you have, like, machines to, like, see if, like, our balls have a problem with it? Like, you got to fucking grab them.
How much money do you have to spend in school to know, like, oh, just when they come in for a checkup, hit them in the knee with a hammer and then grab their balls?
That's what we're up to. We're just still hitting hammer knees.
Yeah. Your knee works.
I mean, I love that. I love that. I mean, go cool. I love when it does it. When they do it to me, I'm like, oh, that's cool.
I would preempt it. They would be about to hit, and I'd kick.
Just give them a glove. Yeah.
And they'd be like, I think you're autistic. Oh, folks, who knows how many more episodes we got coming from the suburbs, but this was a fun one, Corey. Mm-hmm.
We had a good time. I gotta pee so badly.
Same, dude. Crisscross?
Applesauce.
Let's do it.
Peace.